AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. The House appears ready to impeach President Trump for a second time. The charge, incitement of insurrection, the deadly violence at the Capitol 1 week ago.
We are debating this historic measure at an actual crime scene, and we wouldn't be here if it weren't for the President of the United States.
That is Massachusetts Democrat Jim McGovern. California Republican Tom McClintock says this is all about political payback by Democrats.
I cannot think of a more petty, vindictive, and gratuitous act than to impeach an already defeated president a week before he is to leave office.
Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy says President Trump should be held responsible for the violence at the Capitol, but he should not be impeached. President Trump is banned from Twitter, but he released a statement, which was read by Ohio Republican Jim Jordan.
I urge that there must be no violence, no lawbreaking, no vandalism of any kind. This is not what I stand for. This is not what America stands for. I call on all Americans to help ease tensions and calm down.
Illinois Democrat Mike Quigley is not convinced.
Now we hear talk of healing after the criminal acts are completed.
The AP Sagar Magani report, Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says he has not decided yet how to vote in an expected impeachment trial.
The Senate's not due to convene again until Tuesday, a day before Joe Biden's inauguration. Republican Leader Mitch McConnell's rejecting a Democratic bid for an emergency session before then. The move comes as a Republican strategist says McConnell's told people he does believe the president committed impeachable offenses and sees the impeachment bid as a way for the party to distance itself from the president.
California is immediately allowing people 65 and older to get scarce coronavirus vaccines. At least one person has died as a powerful windstorm moves through the Pacific Northwest. This is AP News. Coronavirus deaths hit another one-day high. Here's the AP's Rita Foley.
The U.S. recorded more than 4,300 deaths on one day this week, Tuesday. And listen to this sad fact. The nation's overall death toll from COVID-19 is approaching 381,000. That's close to the number of Americans killed in World War II, 407,000. Among the hardest hit states in this pandemic, Arizona and California. And there's more bad news. We're now in the deadliest phase of the outbreak, say health experts. But vaccines are being rolled out, and more than 9 million Americans have now gotten the first of their two shots. I'm Rita Foley.
A judge in Spain overruled a family's objections and decided to allow health authorities to administer a coronavirus vaccine to an incapacitated woman in a nursing home. The Spanish government repeatedly has stressed shots should be voluntary. Ed Donahue, AP News.
At Giant Eagle, we believe in better. And that includes finding more ways to help you save. Because finding a good deal is everyone's deal. Because every dollar and every moment counts. On sale this season at Giant Eagle, you'll find lower prices on hundreds of favorites, like seedless grapes, ground beef, Giant Eagle American cheese, and more. Giant Eagle, because it matters. Limited time only through September 9th, 2026. Prices and participation may vary. See store for details.